Tensions continue to increase between the U.S. and Iran as an advisor to Iran's President Hassan Rouhani accusing President Trump of moving toward war. The aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and a bomber squadron continue their presence in the Persian Gulf, which Iran sees as a threat. We're going to talk more about the strategy there and the future of the region. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Glenn Robinson, a professor of defense analysis with the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Patty.
I'm interested in how you interpret these recent events. What do you think is going on?
Well, the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, has a long history of calling for regime change in Tehran, and I think he sees an opportunity to try and push that issue as far as he can. So, it's not clear to me at all that there's been a change in Iranian behavior currently. There are a number of flashpoints, a sort of persistent conflict, but there hasn't been a particular upgrade in what Iran has been doing in recent months that I can see that would justify this kind of potential buildup.
Professor, help us connect some dots here. Yemen's Houthi rebels are claiming responsibility for the drone attacks we've been talking about. Is there a connection between this group and Iran?
There is, but it's kind of less than meets the eye. The Saudis, frankly, have pumped up that connection more than reality. So, there's more of a connection now than there was 3 or 4 years ago, and there is a connection, but it's frankly less tight than has been portrayed by the Saudis and the Emiratis and some American officials, frankly, in my judgment.
What's in it for the Yemenis, then?
Well, the Houthis, I think, are trying to show that they are a worthy potential ally of Iran, and again, there are strong connections there. But it's the Houthis trying to pull the Iranians in, as opposed to the Iranians pushing to come in the door into Yemen.
What is your best sense of a peaceful way out of the situation?
It's not clear to me how much in terms of the American action, is real and how much of it is bluff. Clearly, there have been steps that the American side has taken to ratchet up the pressure, including the recent oil sanctions that have gone into place. And Iran is hurting. There's no question about that. There's a lot of pressure being brought to bear on the Iranian population with these American moves. President Trump came into office criticizing American military adventurism abroad, and so I'm not, it'd be sort of interesting to be a fly on the wall in conversations between President Trump and National Security Advisor John Bolton, the former who seems to be skeptical of these kinds of military interventions abroad, and the second is much more gung-ho about it and still views the Iraq war as a strategically right move, which I think he alone in the world considers it that. So there's some potential divisions within the U.S. administration about how this plays out. And then, of course, is made more complex by how Iranians might respond.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Glenn Robinson, professor of defense analysis with the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey.